Today's daf is daf vav. We're learning about Metzia, Perek Rishon, which is Shnayim Okazim, and we are in the middle of the machloket. Well, not a machloket yet, anyway, but in the middle of trying to ascertain whether there should be a problem of someone who is koshed on momon being koshed on a shvua. We found that Rabbi Yochanan said that the point of the shvua in our Mishnah is to prevent someone from frivolously grabbing another person's things, claiming that now he's also mozek in it. And therefore, we cost him a shvua, and the very fact that a person like that would still be relied upon to make a shvua, and the shvua should make a difference to him, indicates, apparently, that Rabbi Yochanan believes that someone who's kosher on mammon will still not swear falsely. That's why we can make that takana. Now, we didn't have any indication to that from anywhere else, which we looked for it. We looked for the din of Beit HaMikdash. We thought maybe there's a riot. But then we said it's not, because maybe it's just delaying tactics. Even by the Pikadon, it might be delaying tactics. Maybe misplaced it. It needs time to look for it. So that wasn't a riot. We looked for it in the Shvua of the Shemrim, and we found that there too, it wasn't a riot. And so we were today going to try to find another proof. And that is as follows. The din of Shvua Seset that we had before. Eliyahu Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that in a case of a kofer bakol, who midioraita does not pay, not make a shvua, because ein adam, the made of a mixas we had ein adam meiz panav, which would explain is made of a mixas, but kofer bakol, if he's ready to be meiz, so he needs to be a mitzvah of erlav araya. Nonetheless, says Rav Nachman, mashbino to shvat hasit. We put a shvua on him to sort of add pressure that will make him be meiz. So then, I mean, why would we do such a thing? If we believe the guy's ready to steal another person's money with ha'azah and say it never happened, then why don't we say, migud ha'choshed ha'mamona, choshed ha'shvata? I mean, must be, in fact, that there is no such chashad. Furthermore, ha'datani Rabbi Chiya, shneihem nishba'im v'notlim mi'ba'al ha'bayit. Then what about the case of the chenvani, remember, where somebody asked the ba'al ha'makola to pay his po'alim? Both of them demand money now from that same Balabayit, the chenvani claiming he paid the Paulim the whole time. Paulim claiming they never even went into the chenvani. So they, both of them swear in that case. And the question over there is, how could either of them swear if you're telling me that the choshed on stealing money? Why don't we say, migu the choshed amamona, choshed ashvuata? And what about the other case, Rav Sheshes case, that every time a shomer takes a shvua, shalosh shvuot mashbi'in oto. It's three different shvuot. One is the shvua shalo pashati ba, shvua shalo shalachti ba yad, and shvua shena b'rishuti. Now, if we're making a guy swear that the thing is not in his rishut, I mean, so once again, name amigo the choshed ha'mamona, choshed ha'shvuata. So clearly, from all of these indications, the principle indeed seems to be, as Rabbi Yochanan took for granted, that ela lo amrinan migo the choshed ha'mamona, Choshed Ashvu'ata. So, we now have one approach to the Mishnah. The point of making someone who is muhzik in a thing need to make a shvua would be simply to avoid his willingness to make himself a muhzik in the first place. Abaye disagrees with this explanation of the Mishnah. We've had this explanation all along because we always assumed Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye says no. If, in fact, we would think that a person would be that aggressive to go ahead and to, without any kind of basis, attack someone else in broad daylight, take it out of his hands. Of course he would be choshed on a shvua. I mean, it's not the same as cases where somebody's not paying back. I mean, it's very different. So therefore, we would never, in such a case, make a shvua, because there we would say if he's choshed on mamona on that level, he would be choshed on the shvua. The reason that we make the shvua is for this reason. We are afraid, chashid and shema milva yishana yeshlo alav. The guy may actually have money that was owed to him by this person. And now he wants to get it back. And he knows that this person forgot about the loan because he asked him about it. So what's he going to do? So he goes ahead and he's okay. And he figures, okay, at least this way I'll get some of my money back out of his tummy.
Because only after the fact.
Yeah, exactly. Says the Gemara, so I don't understand. I mean, if that was the case, so what would be the point about being Romei Alei Shvua? I mean, he wouldn't, if you're telling me that if he wouldn't have had a good reason that the guy owed him money, that this would never have happened. And if he didn't have a good reason, he's not believed in the Shvua. So, I mean, you're running around in circles. So then why are we making the Shvua? It isn't frivolous. Ella, you're right. The way that Abaya phrased it was obviously this. Chashin and Shema, Safik milva yeshana yeshlo alav. he may remember, although he's not 100% certain, that this guy owes him money. The guy thinks he paid him back, but he doesn't remember being paid back. And he's not 100% sure. So he figures, okay, you know, might be mine, I'll take it. So then we're back where we started from. I mean, if you're telling me a guy's ready to take something that might be his and not care about the fact that maybe it's not his, then why won't he make a shvua? Because it might be his. So lav avrida tof is mamona misafik? So then what would prevent him from being mishtabea misafik? Om Rav Shesh is b'rei d'rvidi. I'll tell you, it's very simple. When you make a shvua, you've done something that is now irredeemable. If you took money that might be yours, you're telling yourself, I'll look through my papers. If it wasn't, I'll give it back, of course. But you're certainly not going to be willing to make a shvua, because that you can't take back. So parsha inchim is suffik shvua, v'lo parsha is suffik momona. My taima momon ite b'chazara, shvua lete b'chazara. So again, I disagree with the idea that the shvua is fundamentally more chamur, and therefore it would still be a way to prevent people from doing the wrong thing. That's not the point. And I disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. But since people may do the wrong thing because they think, they rationalize that it may possibly be okay, there's no way to rationalize that part with the shvua. That's the idea. Not as Rabbi Yochanan says, straight out, we distinguish between mammon and shvua. Yeah, we'll see the nafkaminas in the shvuas. But it doesn't. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. I mean, Lamaisa people are sorry from shvua. No, but it's still a shvua. We still make it. We still make it very scary. Take an oath in court. Still a shvua. But we'll see the nafkaminas in the shvua. The rights of shvua. The rabbanan later. Boy, Rabbi Zeir, takfa echad b'fanin ma. Now, what would be the din if a person grabs something that belonged to someone else in front of the court? I mean, I understand. What are you asking? If the guy allows this to happen and doesn't say anything, so then obviously he's being made. That it wasn't really his. The guy was taking back something that was his own. So either shatik, in a case like that. And if he's shouting at the guy and trying to get it back, so I understand. It's a meaningless thing. Am I having a lemeva? What's supposed to do? Shoot him. I mean, it's clear that we saw the guy taking someone else's thing. I don't understand your question. The question is that he initially doesn't say anything. But then, when now the court wants to assume that he was actually Maida because he didn't say anything, then he says, what, are you crazy? It's Lebesov Tzavach. Of course this was mine. So how do we understand what happened here? Is it that his non-specificity in the face of the other person's aggression is an indication that indeed he's Maida? Or do we say, but since when the court wants to act upon that, it's clear that Igloi Milta, we now understand that the reason he didn't open his mouth before is because he figured, I'm standing in court. I mean, obviously, well, I don't have to sit here fighting like a fool in court. I mean, the cops are here, the judge is here, they're not going to let him take it away from me. Listen to this, Braita, and you see what you think it says about this case. This whole halacha of our Mishnah is only where both of them are actually mulzak in the talit. However, if one of them is holding the talit, then amotzi mechavero alav haraaya. Now, I mean, come on. What exactly is the case here? I mean, if it means what it says, it's a joke. I mean, the whole point of the mission is that two people that are mulzak in a thing go through this. I mean, we need somebody to tell me to write that, but read that carefully. It says that they were both mulzak in the talit. I should hope so. Shnayim ochazim betalit, shnayim ochazim betalit. You need somebody to tell me when I'm a two-year-old that if only one person is holding the talit, then the other person has to be mitzvah of elav araya. I mean, you can't be that stupid. So pshita. So clearly what it's talking about, Ella shetakva echad me'em b'fanenu. I mean, what he means is that one of the people is currently holding the talit, and it must be that what happened over here is that he was initially shasik, and now he's being gitzoveh. That must be the case. Points out the Gra, it can't be that he was shasik the whole time, because then even a raya wouldn't help. Because then he's made it. Whatever the case is, he does about then, would always be more. Says the Gra, no. What happened over here is that they walked into court. The court said to them, okay, gentlemen, you have to split this. Zilu plogu. Go split it. They walk out of the courtroom, come back 5 minutes later with one of them holding it, and the other guy shouted. Okay. So, Hi Omar Udiodile. The guy who's holding it says, The reason we didn't split it, Your Honors, is because when we walked out of court, he said, all right, I admit it. And he gave it to me. The other one says, I never gave it to him. He said, I want to rent it from you. I rented it to him. And the bright is saying, sir, until now you're screaming at everybody that this guy is ready to be a gazlan and take away something from him. But now you rented it to him, right? Without witnesses, of course. We're a really reasonable taina. So please. So that's one approach. Vibaitema, I don't think you should turn on that horrible sounding kettle. Just cold water, it's fine. It makes too much noise, it gets picked up by the tape. Vibaitema, or there could be another case. We could say the case is that indeed kiriktani. The other command, kitav is like chad minayo. Indeed, the case is, it sounded crazy, but only one person was holding it. The thing is, another guy was grabbing the edges and trying to pull it out from his end and screaming at him. So, idach misrach basaruch. So, the chiddush was that afil the sumchus, the yomah mamona mutabas afek chokin beloshua, in this case, and therefore to him, I mean, a chalukah is almost a default position in similar cases. In this case, simchus would be made at that sircha lav klumi. Either you're mukzik in it or you're not. There's no such thing as trying to grab being an indication of a chazaka.
Sircha means try?
Sircha means, same thing it means in a lung. It's an adhesion. It's an adhesion. An adhesion. A sircha is a piece that sticks out and gets stuck. Stuck to something. Your fingers are stuck to it, but you're not really mukzik in it.
It's not a part of the talus, it's just a...
No, 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 it's not referring to a different part of the talus. It's the way in which you're holding on to it. Imtim tzoloma, takfachat befaninu, motzino tomiyado. Now, I want you to know, if in fact the halacha is, which we haven't determined, but let's say the halacha is that if someone was tokev right in front of our eyes, that we, and the whole case of the hoidah and so on, that we would be motzino tomiyado. Now, by the way, because of this, that the issue, I mean, we thought the issue seemed to be a question of whether or not we consider this to be Maida, or whether it was relying on the Dayanim to get it out, and that was a simple question. The issue over here, which relates to Hegdish, Taina's the Ran, means that the real question in the Sugya was much deeper. It wasn't a psychological analysis. It was clearly, we have a Safek Hodah. We can't be absolutely certain as how to read it. Therefore, the question is the original psak of Chalukah a varai psak, meaning it's a response to the Tvisa, as Taisva says, in which case a suffix means nothing? Or is it itself a din that's based on a suffix, in which case the suffix would be something? That was the issue. Okay, but that's not the way Rashi learns. The Sugya Rashi learns the Kipshutai, and over here we're simply saying, in a case where Takfa, it would be considered to be Motzino Tamiyado. In that case, obviously, if he was Magdashit, then ena mekudeshet, right? Because in order for somebody to be magdish something, he has to own it. Imtim tzolomar. But on the other hand, if you're going to tell me that takvechet b'faneinu ein motzino tamiyado, that would be because of the tkifa, correct? The way the person reacted to the tkifa. How about if a person was magdishit without being tokef? Now you could view the hegdish itself as a hatkafa. So he's magdishit without tkifa. So since we say mao. Remember that the power of Hegdash is that the moment you say something is Kaddish, it flips into the Rishus of Hegdash, which never happens normally without Kinyoni. So then that itself would be a Hatkafa, and the non-response itself would have implied that it belongs to Hegdash. Or do we say, look, I mean, Hashtami Alo Takfa, the guy didn't do anything, and therefore it has not yet evolved into his rishus. So when he says it's hegdash, nothing happens because it says ish ki hegdash et beito kodesh. His bayit has to be in his rishuto. So to anything that a person wants to be magdash, either it's in his rishut or it can't be magdash. So afko rishuto lafukai de la rishuto. This is not in his rishut, and therefore we can't say that when it's like boyin kahachas and now this is the tkifa. First there has to be the tkifa. It was the tkifa that defined for us the ownership. Now we can be magdash. But we're not going to say that the theory of something that would only be true if it were his is the proof that it's his. And therefore, we don't have a tkifa. What would be the din? Tashma. Diahi masuta. We seem to have a very similar case. There was a bathhouse where Avibansur Le Betray, there were two people who had been in court for years fighting over who owned it. And Hayomadidi, everybody was claiming it was theirs, bringing proofs and so on. One of them gets up and he's magdish the bathhouse to Shema. So come Chad Minhag, he's sick and tired of all of this. That's it. Let it be Hekdash. You're going to fight with Hekdash. So what happened? Parashim Minhag Reb Chananya and Reb Hashai v'kul Rambam. Well, they sure wrecked that mikveh for the Talmidei Chachamim, because they weren't going to go into a place that may be Hekdash. So what happened over here was that they wanted to find out, Reb Hashai wanted to find out what did his vada. So he told Rabbah, look, I know you're traveling over to Kafre to learn by Reb Chista. When you get there, ask him about the this case, okay? So Kiyazaltik, I'm in Reb Chista le Kafre boy mine. I want to know halach lemaisa. Anyway, on his way to Kafre, he passed through Sura. He comes to Sura and he meets up with Rav Amnuna. He tells Rav Amnuna, I've got this interesting shaila that I was going to ask Rav Chista. Says Rav Amnuna, I don't understand what your problem is. It's a Beferish Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you've got a case of Suffolk Bechorot, we have an animal, we're not sure whether this was the first time it had a vlad, or whether maybe some previous miscarriage that we saw had come from it, and it was Potter. And it doesn't matter now whether it was Bechor Adam, Bechor Beima. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about a Beima Temeya, Beima Teira. The point is, Amotzi Mechavero, Olav Araya, whatever the case would be, whether the Kohen took it or whether the Yisrael kept it, if the Kohen wants it, he's got to bring a Raya. If the Yisrael wants to get it back from the Kohen, he's got to bring a Raya. Now, it says over there that they are Asurim, Begiza Uba Avoda. It's straight out, flat. Mitzad the Suffolk, they are not allowed to be used. In other words, even if the Kohen was not Tofisim, whatever the din is, it's going to be a din of a Bechor, and you have to be Machmer not to use it for its wool, not to use it to work. You're only allowed to be Machmer eating it as if it were a Bechor. Now, what it seems to be saying over here in the Mishnah is that if Takfo Kohen, Ein Motzi No Tomi Yado, because it's saying Amotzi Bechaver Olav Araya, which applies in any other direction, Amotzi Bechaver Olav Araya. Not that the Kohen has to bring a raya to the Yisrael, but if that the Kohen went ahead into the field and took it, now the Yisrael wants to get it back, he'd have to bring a raya getting it back. Correct? All right, now...
Possession is
9/10 of the law. Well, I mean, that was a question you were asking. You're talking about a case of takfa. Okay. So now, nonetheless, it says that even kilo takfa, okay? That's the case you're asking. You're asking, if I would have said that takfa emotino to miyado, that was your question, what would be the din of his magdish? But that's exactly what happened over here. If the coin would have been toke, emotino miyado, we would have said about to make a veil of a riot, just like in the case of the talit. In this case, the Kohen was not Tokvo. Just in the case of the Talit, it was not Tokvo. Instead, he said, let it be Kodesh. Okay, in this Bechor, let it be Kodesh. We're going to be Machmer on it as if it's Kodesh. That's the case of the Masuta. He's saying, let it be Kodesh. That means you're going to be Machmer on the Kodesh part. And it's also Begiz of Aveda. So in this case, you guys are absolutely right to be Parish from the bathhouse. Said, Afiloch Esrim Begiz of Aveda. Speak up. No. Yeah, but it isn't really going to Hekdash. It's up to Hekdash. If Hekdash wants to open it, that's fine. But right now I'm misusing something that belongs to Hekdash. There was no real Hekdash in those days. It would be like you said something Hekdash now. What are you going to do with it if it becomes awesome? So Rabbah was in shock at Rav Amnuna's raya. I said, what are you talking about? This is weird. The question was whether a guy who would need to be tokev to assert possession can create kedusha without being tokev. And you bring me a riot from a bechor where nobody needs to create the kedusha. It's intrinsic with kedusha. That's what you're talking about, bechlal. Kedushat bechor kamet? I mean, maybe Leola Meimelach, I could even say that tokfokoin mochin mi otom yado. You know what? Maybe when it says over here in the Mishnah, Amotzibechavrel of Araya, it means if the Kohen wants to keep it, Amotzibechavrel of Araya. Not that the Yisrael needs to be Amotzibechavrel of Araya. You know what? We take it away from the Kohen. It would still be Asubegiz of Aveda. We don't need the Kohen's involvement to make it Asubegiz of Aveda. It's Kedusha Ba'ame Eleha. And Kedusha Me'abame Eleha, obviously, is shiny. So therefore, you cannot come along and bring a raya from here. Maybe only the Kohen is called Betzim Chaverol of a raya. The din of the Giz of Aved is not because a Kohen has rights to it. It's because the halacha is that you have a Suffolk Isser. Gizah's Bechor is Usser. And since over here you have a Suffolk, this is Bechor, which has nothing to do with the moment dispensation. We have many, many cases where something could be Usser, Mitzad, a Suffolk for the issues of the Isser that's involved. And it's nonetheless, in terms of the moment, we do this all the time. We take off Meiser. But we don't give the Meiser, because it's a Suffolk. Maybe it's already Meiser. But we don't, certainly don't want to Nirshal in the Yisr. What does that have to do with this? So over here, you don't want to be Nirshal in the Yisr, the Bechor.
If you get the moon, can the Kohen eat it?
I don't. Oh, every. What do you mean? If he stole it, you're asking.
If he gets a mum.
You're saying what's the din bichlal of a bechor? Not in this case. But he stole it. If you're going to say that we're matzino to miyado, you're saying mitzada isur. Yes, mitzada isur. That's the only time he can eat it is if he gets a mum.
No,
anybody can eat it. The question is who owns it. Yes, it's just that it belongs to the kohen. So that over there, it's a shayla of gezeila. It's not a shayla of iser. It's over here for the gezeila. We apply our normal halacha. Let's make a parallel of araya. When it comes to iser, we also apply our normal halacha. So if it's iser, we go to chumra. What does that have to do with being magdish something? You made the din of the bechor dependent in the rishus of the kohen. What does that have to do with the other? Omer Hananel Rabbi, you're absolutely right. I'll bring you a raya that we could say that the Kohen would be Motzino Domiyado. And nonetheless, the Isser obviously would be a different issue. Here's my raya. Hasfekot, Nichlasin, Ledir, Leitaser. Now, we're talking about over here, when we talk about Sfekot, as we're going to see tomorrow, we're talking about a Peter Chamor. And it's another classic example. You have a Sufik, whether this Peter Chamor is a firstborn. A Peter Chamor you're not allowed to use until you're paid in. Not to mention that it belongs to the coin, right? So you're supposed to give now a set to the coin. So suppose you have a Peter Chamor. The din is, if you're Mesupik, take a set, be paid to it. The set doesn't become usher. It doesn't take the place of it, literally. The set is perfectly kosher to use, except you're supposed to give it to the coin. But since over here it's a Suffolk, let the coin prove it. You're not going to give it to the coin if it's a Suffolk. So in the end, you're going to keep the set, you're going to keep the Chamor, and you're going to be able to use the Chamor. Exactly like we do with Meiser.
No Kedusha to the
set ever. Now, since, let's say in a case over here where you've got now 10 animals like this, you have 10 Suffolk Bechor of a Peter Chamor, you take aside, you take off the 10 se, then is that these Sveikot indeed are Nichnasim Ledir Lehit Aser. The problem is, if Rav Amnuna's reading of that Mishnah was true, that if a Kohen goes along and he takes now this thing, you said Ben Torah, Ben Temea, right? All of the cases that we have. So over there, you said Amotzi Bechaver Olav Araya. Rav Amnuna claimed meant Amotzi Bechaver Olav Araya in either direction. If the Kohen took it, it's the Kohen's. And the Yisrael is Amotzi Bechaver Olav Araya. If the Yisrael kept it, then the Kohen is Amotzi Bechaver Olav Araya. That's what Rav Amnuna said. You said, no, absolutely not. Amotzi Bechaver Olav Araya is a reference only to the Kohen. If he wants to get it, he's got to prove, right? Let's entertain the notion that Rav Amnuna was correct. And I'll show you that notion makes this Mishnah make no sense. This price makes no sense. Why? Because if we say, and that the Yisroel would have to be, what right would you have to take this animal and put it into the deer leit aser? Suppose this animal ends up being now the one that is selected. Then amai nechlasin ladir? If this becomes the Meiser, Nimtza poter mamono b'mamono shel kohen, according to Rav Amnuna, that Amotzi Bechaver Olav Araya means that the kohen has zchuyot in this thing, and that he could be tokev. How could you use money that belongs to the kohen in a case of a tkifa to potter your other 9 animals? No. It must be that it's entirely your own until something happens. So, in other words, unless there would be Amotzi Bechaver Olav Araya, this is yours. Kohen has no rights to it whatsoever. And Rav Amnuna is wrong. We would be motzi et bidei Kohen. Because if there's enough schus to Kohen that he would be able to keep it, then we could say, man, did you get a deal? You had 9 animals that were chayiv and meiser, and you went ahead and you paid up your meiser with this 10th animal. Omalei abayo. Hey, no. Did you listen to what you just said? The case might indeed have been that you had 9 animals. I mean, you jumped to conclusions. The guy's got 116 animals. Puts this into the deer, starts counting. This one walks out as number 10. Boink, becomes Meiser. No, that's not the case. He had 9 animals, plus this one. Now, Mamonavshah, okay? If this one is his money, so then he's Chayiv a Meiser, but then this is Kosher Meiser. If it's the money of the Kohen, so he wasn't Chayiv a Meiser in the first place. What's the problem? Right? So maybe that's the case. Maybe the case is it's Nichnas and Dearly Itaser as number 10. That is number 117. So Mamela, you don't have any raya from here. Because even Shimon Lot decided Lamar. Achmay Eskinan. I mean, I'm saying you're wrong, but it's certainly no raya to Rabbah. Because Achmay Eskinan could go to Letle Elatish Avuhu. Maybe he's only got 10 altogether. We're over there Mamanav Shach. If Achiyuvu Shaper Kamaser. If indeed he was Chayev. Okay, so then great. then it's his money. It was not a Petra Chamor. The whole thing was a suffix that he just didn't know, but really it was his. So then it's kosher meiser. Shapur ka maaser. V'ilav bar chiyuvu. And if la maaser, this thing is not a chiyuv because it's the Kohen's, so then he only had nine animals. Well, nine animals anyway aren't chayiv and maaser, so he's not paying up with the maaser. Tisha lav bar aserin, you know. I think that's pretty smart. Hodorama by the Nabai said, ooh, I overlooked something. It's not so smart afterward. After all, Lav Nilti the army. Oh, yeah, I made a mistake. I'll tell you why I made a mistake. Because it can't be that it was even a suffix, you see. Because if it was a sveika, then Lav Bari Suri, who completely. It's clear that if something is a suffix, which would mean it would be some tzad that the Kohen actually did have a schus in it, then there would be no chiyuv to take off maaser at all. What I was saying was wrong. I was saying, just take off mamon of shop. There's no din of mamon of shop in maaser. If you're not sure if you're chayiv, you're not chayiv. That's the point. I'll bring you a raya. Because there's no din of maaser at all. You can never apply a mamon of shop to maaser. And I'll prove it to you. The Tanna, I'll prove it from a Mishnah. Case over here is, you've got 10 tla'im. You start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you had 5 animals that were over tachat hashev. Kol asher yavor tachat hashev. One of the 5 that you counted jumps back in. And now it's on the other side. You don't know which one it was. So now you've got a problem. Because, I mean, what are you going to count? The one that was already passed through becomes pater from maaser. Because it already was over tachat hashev. So over there it says in the Mishnah, they're all pater. Why are they all pater? Because you have a tarovet. Now, Isaac, that is fake, a boy lasri. If you're telling me that mitzara safek, you'd have to take off maaser. So I say, look, you could do a mamon of shach, right? What's the problem? If you turn out like this, ibarchi yuvu, shaper maaser. If the one that came out now, as number 10, is in fact a chiyuv, so then it was a good maaser. And everything would be fine. And if not, if it's a barchi yuvu, shaper maaser. V'ilav barchi yuvu, if it wasn't the one that was chayiv, so then anyway you repotted it with maaser because it was niftar b'minyan haraui. Because Rava says that minyan haraui, the very fact that you counted it, and at the time that you counted it, it was done properly. Let's say you had 10 tla'im. You start counting, 6 get through, and then all of a sudden one of the tla'im is eaten by a fox on the other side of the fence that hadn't gone through. Everything that went through is potter. Because at the time that you counted it, it was a minyan haraui. So in this case, what we should say, that, well, what's the problem? If it's a suffix, mamon shach, take off maaser. Because you may be doing it right, so maybe, indeed, you're going to go take out the 10, and now you've got something that's perfectly kosher, and the one that already went in was the one that was left behind, and now you took off 10 that were all the first timers, and you took off maaser, and there would be no problem, right? But even if the ones that went out now were not the correct ones, they should, in this case, if you're not going to say, if you're able to say Maman of Shach, you could say they all were Potter bin Minyan Ra'ui, because as you counted them, they all became Potter. Because Rava says, Minyan Ra'ui is Potter. The only solution to why you can't do this, Elamayit Lach Lameima, is because since the Torah said specifically, Ha'asiri Yekarish Lasha, the 10th one, what's Pran Asiri? Asiri Vadai. The Torah says that only the 10th one that is known to be the 10th one. On that, but if you don't, you're not going to be taking out necessarily the 10th one. And in this case, there's no way to know I'm taking out necessarily the 10th one. Because every one that comes out, I have no idea whether this is really the Asiri. Yeah, maybe it's really the Chi'i, because I counted now one that was already counted. So Mamela, there'd be no way to make it maaser for sure. But if that's the case, then the same thing would be true over here. Since you're telling me I don't know whether this is the Asiri, how can I say Maman of Shach? Well, if it's mine, then it's the Asiri. And yeah, do you know? No, you'll never know. Therefore, this is not an Asiri Vadai. And if that's the case, there's only one explanation, that this is a Raya to Rabba. It's a Raya to Rabba that we do know. Why do we know? Because even if Takafo Kohen, we would have been Motzino Tomi Adam. And it would have indeed belonged entirely to the Yisrael, and therefore there's no suffix involved here whatsoever. And it's considered to be straightforward Maaser Be'ima. And what about Adatani Rebchia? Why don't we say name amiga demakoshem lechashashwasa? What about the case of Rav Sheshes, who says that every shomer wants to part himself from tashlumim has to be shalosh shvash minato shvash lo pashati bash shvash lo shlakti bayad shvash ina brishuti? Well, if you think it's brishuto, name amiga demakoshem lechashashwasa. So it seems quite clear that indeed Rabbi Yochanan is correct, and lo amrina amiga demakoshem lechashashwasa. Abai says that's not true. Of course we would be choshesh. The reason in this case we're metaken shvua is because chashin and shema novi yeshana yesh lo alav. So I understand. If it was his money, I mean, Mamarav Shach said nishka b'lo shvua. Ela chashin and shema suffik milvi yeshana yesh lo alav, and therefore we make him swear. V'lav amrina tov is mamona misfeka, so then why not say it would be mishtabea misafik? On Rav Sheshi b'rei d'ravidi, because parashi imshim is suffik shvua, v'lo parashi misafik mamona. You know why? Because mamon ite b'chazara, shvua lete b'chazara. Why Rabbi Zera? How about if takfa echad b'faneinu ma? Second time, either shatik, so then obviously I do your delay. Either katzava, so then it's obvious. I have a member. Lo tzricha the shatik be korav or hadar tzavach. My, do we say be the ashtik or do your delay? Or do we give the katzavach ashtik loy milta? The either shatik be korav, savar or kachazin le rabbana. Omre nachman toshma, babet varma murim shishneim adukimba. Aval hayta talit yotzeit mitachat yado shel achad mehem. Amotzi mecha ve'olav aray. Now, what's the case over here? I mean, inheim kiriktani, it's a joke. So then, cheetah, it's a trivial halacha. El, it's gotta be. Shetok ve'echad b'faneinu, like you said. No. Hagmai is kidding. Go the adol kamanki the tvisu lektarbayu, and the court paskid that said zilu plogo. They go out, and then hadaratu kitav is echad minayu. So one of them is claiming adoya odele, and the other one is claiming bedomi yegarti niale. In that case, I'm reading like ad hashda chasharet be'gazlan, and now you're such an idiot that you were begeret lo below sahade. Yeah, right. And the other the command kitav is echad minayu, but idach misruch pasruchi, and the kiddush therefore is that I feel the sumchus is the only moment I'm mutab is afek chokinim without a shvua. Modes sumchus that sircha is meaningless. Laf klomi. Or I want you to know like this. Im tinsol betok veecha befaneinu motzino tomiyado. So then obviously he can't be magdish. But how about im tinsol betok veecha befaneinu emotzino tomiyado? What about if he was magdish without tokva? Mao. Do we say that it's the equivalent of takfa? Because given your mamar miratola gavoa kemisir miratola diot dami, come on to takfa dami. Oh, Dilma, look, I mean, he has not as yet done any act to turn it into his. How was he able to be magdish in the first place? Hello, takfa. Uchtiv ishki agdishet beito kodesh, ma beito brishutov, ko brishutola fuki adilav brishutov. Tashma, da'i masuta, da'i mansa ale beitre. Hayomar didihu, hayomar didihu, kom chayt minayu akdisha. And because of that, parashi b'nei Reb Chanani, Reb Hoshaya, v'kula rabbonu. So, okay, Reb Hoshaya was besupik. So he goes in and he tells Rabba, look, I know you're going kamed rechista to Kafri. When you get there, ask him. Ki atel esur on the way to Kafri, omer le Reb Amnuna, what's the problem over here? Isn't it a fair shemishna? Matitini sofik b'chorot. Whether you're talking about b'chorot dam, you're talking about b'chor beima, or whether you're talking about bein taurin or bein tmeim. Which I assume means that if the Yisrael wants to get it back from the Kohen, he's going to have to bring proof that it wasn't the Bechor. Apparently because of the fact that you could be Tokev, it becomes Asr even if you weren't Tokev. Nonetheless, even though he wasn't Tokev, it's Asurim Megizah B'Avodah. Oh my Rabbi, what in the world are you talking about? Kedushat Bechor Karmet. Maybe Tokfa Kohen Motzi Noto Miyado. Because it's kedusha b'amei shiny. Omer Rav Chananya, Rabbi, for sure you're right. Tanya b'seil lecha hasvekot by petach amor nichnasin ladir liyit aser v'isak etaytach takfa kohen ein motzino to miyado amay nichnasin ladir nimtzeze poter b'mono b'mono shel kohen. Omer Abaya, nah, that's not a raya. Imishamay lo tisay lemar. Maybe it's talking about you're going to let le'ela tishavu when it becomes a b'mono shach ibarch yuvu shaper kama aser v'ilav barch yuvu. Well, then I only had 9 animals. So I was a chayiv and meiser anyway, right? So lav bari sirin in it. Hadar amar abaya. Ooh. Lav milta yidi amri. Because there is no such thing as a mamon of shach by a bechor and by meiser. The sveika lav bari sirin yuhud. It's not. Kafatz echad min aminuyin letuchan. Kulan piturin. Ve'isak etay tach sveika bo yisurin. So then why not laser mamon of shach? Let her say, okay, if it's a bar chiyuvu, so then great. I took off the 10th one as meiser. If, in fact, it wasn't a bar chiyuvu, so then it'll be potter because it was part of a minyan ha-ra'ui before it jumped. Because after all, Amar Rabba, minyan ha-ra'ui is potter. Elamayik lach lamem, the only explanation of why we weren't mechayivu to be take off ma'aser b'mono shach is because there ain't no such animal. Why not? Because the Torah says, ha-asiri ha-kedesh, we darshan that to mean asiri vaday Amar Rachmana, v'lo asiri safek. But if that's the case, it would be true over here too. So then if so, ha-kinami asiri vaday Amar Rachmana, asiri safek. So why then do we treat it in this fashion? It must be because Rabba is right. And he was right to bring that proof to Rava. That if takfo kohen, then enochinami motziroto miyadko.